The sun rose at 6:24 a.m. this morning where we are. It is rising at earlier times because daylight saving time ended over the weekend in most of the country. And now our schedules and bodies are trying to adjust. Eric Herzog is professor at Washington University and president of the Society for Research on Biological Rhythms. Professor, I was out walking my dog the day after the time change at 6 o'clock in the morning, and there were tons of people out because everyone was getting up earlier than they had been. Why does 1 hour make such a difference?
Well, 1 hour is noticeable to all of us, and so in that sense, it makes a big difference. We feel great that we've got that extra hour of sleep. But in the long term, this 1 hour cumulatively can really have effects on our health.
What do you mean?
So when we live on standard time, our bodies have an internal clock called a circadian clock that is has evolved to synchronize to that schedule of the sun rising and setting every day. When we mess with that clock, for example, when we're on shift work schedules or we fly across time zones, we can often feel jet lag or even worse, certain forms of depression and other bad health consequences.
How long does it take to get over that?
It has to do with how big a time shift we're trying to accomplish. So if you fly one time zone east, generally it'll take folks 1 or 2 days to get on the new schedule. If you fly one time zone west, folks actually adjust even a little bit faster for reasons that are still not totally clear. But when it comes to daylight saving time or the fall back, there's really nothing in the environment that changed. It's just the clock on the wall that changed. And so how do we accomplish that shift when, in fact, our environment hasn't changed at all?
Do you find that people make any adjustments in the long term to their schedule once they experience something different with the time change? For example, if on Sunday night, the day after the time change, you end up going to sleep earlier, you end up getting up earlier the next morning just because you haven't adjusted yet. And then you say, oh, well, this is nice. I can get some work done. I can have more time for my breakfast in the morning, or I get more sleep at night if I go to bed a little bit earlier. Do people make changes like that in the long term based on just that 1 hour difference?
Yeah. What we see is in the data when we fall back, there's about 1 day during which folks are enjoying that extra hour of sleep. That effect lasts for about 1 day. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is that in the spring, when we spring ahead, there's bigger effects and they last for longer that are mostly detrimental. So things like 3 days of increased heart attacks, increased chances of being in a car accident. And during daylight saving time, there's now pretty good evidence that we're actually chronically more sleep deprived than when we're on standard time.
So you are in favor of us staying on standard time all the time. But let me ask you this, given the situation as it exists today, do you prefer to fall back or to spring forward?
I do enjoy that extra hour of sleep on the fall back. I'm an extreme early bird myself and a relatively short sleeper. And I just live on a regular schedule with the natural light that I experience.
That is Eric Herzog, who's a professor of biology and neuroscience at Washington University in St. Louis and president of the Society for Research on Biological Rhythms. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I'm a spring forward person. I always like it when the sun sets at like 8, 8:30.